In an undisclosed location in Northern Virginia, a nine-member team is nearing the end of its work. It is President Bush's Intelligence Commission. He created it a year ago to assess the state of U.S. intelligence on weapons proliferation. The panel is a mix of Republicans and Democrats, intelligence insiders, politicians, and university presidents. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, the deadline for their final report is approaching, and speculation is mounting as to what they found.
After the 9/11 report, the Dulfer report, the Senate Intelligence Committee report, and others, you could be forgiven for wondering whether the country needs yet another cataloging of recent intelligence failures. The vice president, though, doesn't see it that way. In a recent interview on Fox News, Dick Cheney called the Intelligence Commission, quote, one of the most important things that's going forward today.
They've done sort of quietly, outside the glare of publicity, so it hasn't been a media circus, if you will. I think a very, very thorough job of reviewing our intelligence needs and requirements across the board.
That comment about a media circus may or may not have been directed at the 9/11 Commission. That panel electrified Washington last year with a series of juicy staff reports and heated public exchanges. One especially memorable one was between panel member Richard Benvenista and then National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice over a memo to the president.
I ask you whether you recall the title.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. Now, the
Thank
PDB,
you.
No,
I will get into
I would like to finish my point here.
I didn't know there
given
was
that
a point.
You asked me whether or not it warned of attacks.
And I then, asked you what the title was.
By contrast to that, the President's Intelligence Commission has been a very different creature, conducting its business in classified, closed-door meetings. President Bush launched the inquiry a year ago, 1 week after top U.S. weapons inspector David Kay stunned Congress by announcing that U.S. intelligence on Iraq had been almost all wrong. Kay was one of the early backers of establishing the commission. Last spring, he became the first high-profile witness to testify before it, and today he's optimistic it could make a real contribution.
Reforming the intel community is a journey. It's not a location. Just because there have been a couple of reports and there's been a congressional action on it, or reorganization, doesn't mean we've done it yet. So I hope they will deliver.
Not just that, Kay says, but the lessons learned from Iraq are very different from those we should take away from 9/11.
9/11 was said to be the failure of connecting the dots. Well, Iraq shows how bad it is to connect dots when you haven't collected dots. There was just a paucity of collection. The whole issue of weapons intelligence, how it's divided among the various 15 intelligence agencies, there's a lot specific that they could look at.
Besides Iraq, the commission is also tasked with reviewing the intelligence on Iran, North Korea, Libya. It's been asked to evaluate the intelligence reform legislation Congress passed last December, and it's advising the president on plans to increase the number of CIA spies and analysts by 50%. The commission has emerged, then, as a sort of brain trust for the president on intelligence matters. That is leading to a great deal of interest in what the panel will come up with when it submits its final report next month. Larry McQuillan, a spokesman for the commissioners, says they will provide a very detailed assessment of U.S. intelligence operations. He says they also have strong ideas about how to change things, but he's mum on what those ideas are. Another unknown, how much of the commission's work will ever be made public. Most of their report is expected to remain classified. But Jim Woolsey, a former head of the CIA, says that's not necessarily a bad thing. Woolsey's now with the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. He has testified before the panel, and he says by keeping a low public profile, the commissioners may achieve a great deal.
I think a lot of what they will recommend will have to be done on a classified basis, and it's a shame from the point of view of those of us on the outside who would like to know what they're doing. But from the point of view of making substantive recommendations that will really affect what happens in the intelligence world, I think it's probably a superior way to go than the way the 9/11 Commission did.
The President's Commission meets again next week. Its final report is due March 31st. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.